what's it made of?
Oh, yeast?
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, she uses yeast in your rolls.
Have you heard that called yeast?
Probably haven't.
What are the parts of the inside of an egg?
The yolk and the white.
And what color is the yolk?
Well, to me it should be yellow, and it is on the kind of eggs we have, but these caged eggs that are supposed to be just as good, but there's your pale color to me.
Yeah. How does your wife fix eggs in the morning?
Well, we sometimes use a boiled egg, but scrambled eggs is a favorite of us when we come in late at night. Mm-hmm. And of course, lots of people just use a fried egg.
When they're boiled, how are they boiled? 10 minutes? If they're boiled 10 minutes, what do you say the egg is?
Well, it's a hard boiled.
Uh-huh. Does your wife, when somebody's ill, ever take a pan of boiling water and break an egg in it and cook it that way?
Poached eggs.
When you prepared your own meat, what did you say you were going to do when you got rid of the slaughter?
Well, cure it. You had various methods of doing it, of course. Salt it down for pork, or put it in a brine solution.
If you go to buy meat today, who do you buy it from?
Mostly just the butcher shop. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever dry beef?
No.
What do you call that part of a pig between the shoulder and the ham?
It's midlands and the fat back.
And is this cured in any way?
Well, yeah, we cure it into a bacon or a salt pork.
And when you cook bacon, if you slice it yourself, what do you call that hard part on the outside of it?
The rind.
Uh-huh. You ever grind your pork or anything?
Yeah, sausage.
Do you ever use the liver ground up for anything?
I don't believe I ever have.
You ever use the blood for anything?
No.
What do you call that part of the hog's head that's around here?
The jaw. Some people call it the jaw.
Uh-huh. And you call it the what?
The hog jaw.
Uh-huh.
But I heard it called a jaw an awful lot.
I asked you this yesterday, I believe. Didn't we talk about doing things with the head of the pig?
No, I don't remember if you did.
Well, did you use that for anything? I'm a little punchy tonight, so...
Mine, we usually sent it to my mother, wife's mother, and they made hog's head cheese and this, that, and the other out of it, but...
Did they do anything with the juice left over from this head cheese? Put cornmeal in it, for example? If butter smells, you say it's what?
Rancid.
And if meat smells, you say it's what?
Well, you can get in, it goes through a rancid stage and that is spoiled.
Uh-huh. Was that butter?
Or meat. I suppose butter would be the same thing after a period of time.
Yeah, I knew what you said. I wanted your pronunciation of meat. Sorry, you got a nut with a pencil, you know. What do you call milk when it's just beginning to turn sour?
Blinky.
Uh-huh. And then when it passes that stage and gets a little thick?
Clabber.
And what did your mother do with clabber?
It churned it.
And made what?
Buttermilk.
Uh-huh. And did she ever take the